I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in Tajikistan, where Parliament is mulling over a proposed religion law that has the potential of being one of the harshest in Central Asia. Among the provisions, proposed state control over who can teach religion within religious communities and a ban on foreigners who lead them. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says with this draft looming,
what we need to pray is that this draft will not go to Parliament in its current form, and because of the outpouring of prayers and criticism of the current plan, that it will be watered down and not so harsh as it is now.
Next, as the Russian government puts pressure on foreign organizations, Slavic Gospel Association continues helping the National Church. One of their programs is called the Antioch Initiative. SGA's Kyler Welch says that they recruit churches in the U.S. to help train pastors and lay leaders in evangelism, leadership training, and church planning. The biggest concern is Americans traveling to Russia.
That's definitely a legitimate concern. I think that's probably why our focus right now is on training, because if we're never allowed to go back, we'd like to train the pastors there so that they are stronger than when we came and they can continue the training on their own without us.
And the lack of funding is creating problems for future outreach in Mozambique. OMS International says their seminary construction is slowed to a snail's pace, partly because the construction company is experiencing a cash flow problem. The interior finishing of the building is urgent. The Mobutu Bible Seminary, once built, plans to teach a student body of 160 students in an accredited 4-year degree in theology, eventually adding higher levels of theological education. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering you a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.